Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Ben here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Teresa Bagavatula, Altania, Garrett Smith, Joey, Tracy Van Haften. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Episode 65 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
James Ross.
Bryn Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas.
Ben Meredith.
And who are you playing?
Sir Bertram McGuffingham.
Hamid Salah, Harun Al-Taham.
Sasha Rackett.
Zolf Smith.
And it's good to be back for us, because there's been a little bit of a break for us from recording. I realise that not for you guys listening at home, but we're glad to be back at the table, I think.
It's been like 3 months.
I mean, where did my voice go?
Who am I?
I've had a baby, so I'm literally just pleased to be out of the house.
Yeah. I mean, so tired.
It's a great baby.
Yes.
Great baby.
Top baby. If any of you out there are parents, I just want to say that your babies are comparatively disappointing. I've definitely got the best baby. Yours are rubbish.
Well, definitive there.
Yep.
So, recapping things that happened in the recent episodes. Obviously, we escaped from Paris. The Eiffel's Folly got a little bit... boom, after a certain meritocrat decided to give it a shot, and then you were all with Earhart on the ship. However, everything went a bit wrong, didn't it?
It got a bit tense. No.
A little bit tense.
No. All I remember is reading some disappointing literature.
So, let's keep this short.
You wound him.
After a brief period where Harrison Campbell was thrown overboard and then brought back on board, and
slipped.
And then everyone had a little bit of a discussion. And then, you know, challenged to a duel that never really went anywhere. But then the lawyers rocked up, which was, you know, interesting, and gave you a sword, which is potentially more insufferable than Bertie. I don't know yet. We'll have to let that one play out.
You're voice acting it, Alex, so that's very much in your hands.
I'm quite happy to commit to that. I mean, it's the first annoying character I get to play that isn't a doctor.
Yeah. If there's one thing we've learned from the one shots, it's that Alex is always annoying.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
God, is this Dr. Saw?
That's Mr. Dr. Saw.
So,
a scalpel.
Actually, wouldn't it be Sir Mr. Dr. Sword Esquire, I think.
Correct.
Yeah.
So we've come into Prague, the ship landed, and you've all disembarked. I'd say that Sasha left on good terms. Zolf left on good terms after the whole...
we were all really happy.
Harlequin thing.
I flounced off like a teenager.
But you got a free pass to come back if you wanted to. Hamid kind of was neither here nor there, really.
You didn't make any enemies. I didn't make an enemy either.
And then Bertie... had to leave.
Burned all his bridges.
Long story short, Prague Customs think you're an illegal immigrant, Bertie, so we'll...
I am an expatriate.
Yes, it's an irregular verb.
So, nonetheless, we thought what we'd do is we'd start the episode the way that I love starting episodes, which was a party completely fragmented in lots of different locations.
Woo!
So, I believe that you would all sort of briefly discussed meeting up at the university, but you're all in that much huff and that much of a hurry to run off that none of you really planned or plotted anything.
I imagine the university is more than one single location, and also it exists throughout different time periods.
Well, it is extremely large, flying in the sky, and populated by flying, teleporting, and otherwise mercurial individuals when it comes to magic.
It expands into all sorts of different planes and dimensions.
I mean, they didn't have to make it big. Could have been a basket that was big on the inside, but no. Turns out, you know,
they're an ostentatious lot of wizards.
I'm paying 9k to see this basket.
Doesn't matter how lovely it is on the inside, you couldn't sell that.
Well, I've got an internship in the TARDIS.
As did a million other people. see anyone, it's so lonely.
I think that guy's got a problem.
With that in mind, I will pick up pretty much where we left off, because I don't even know where people are going to be going at this rate. So we will jump to you, Zolf. You are currently at the aeroport, you're digging your way through crowds, and you are making your way towards what normally passes for passport control. But in a world where people can teleport and stuff, like it's a bit laissez-faire. No one's really paying that much attention.
Okay, well, I guess I'll storm through until stopped.
You proceed to storm through until stopped. There's literally a barrier in the way, and there is an official asking for documentation. They are speaking Czech, which you do not speak.
No.
So.
Ancient Greek? I can do that. Anyone? No.
Zolf! In the distance.
So Wilde gave us some meritocratic papers.
Yes, he did.
So I'm going to just slap those on the desk.
Okay. So the official starts looking at the papers, shuffling through, goes from irritated with you to...
Sometime this week, please. Let's go.
English.
Yes, right.
Not often we see meritocrats.
No, that's, yes, well, I'm not one of those. They're bigger and more reptilian.
True.
Reptilian? How dare you? Draconic?
Says Hamid, and he's running.
I'm not there yet. Hamid, you can tell, so I wasn't doing the Hamid voice.
Hamid is catching up, though. So
that's what I'm like.
The official's looking through. They start stamping. They keep trying to get you into conversation. So are you planning to be in here long? You been to Prague before? Are you looking forward to it?
Travelling for work, so, you know.
Of course.
Got to get on meetings.
The official's
and things.
Speaking English now.
Oh, yeah. This is in English at this point.
Yeah.
And they flop the forms over, start doing some more. You see that they're also checklisting a bunch of other things. Whilst it may be a bit laissez-faire, turns out having meritocratic documentation means you have to get noted. So whilst other people are wandering through and just flashing a brief document, you're held up.
Just don't have any other documentation.
They finally pass it back to you and say, best of luck with your mission, as it is.
Yeah, right, thanks.
At which point Hamid is definitely within sight of Zolf. You can see Zolf, even if you can't catch up with him yet.
Grump away.
If you were any other character, you might be able to outrun me. Oh, wait, your move speed is better now.
It's only 20.
Yes, it is.
Still slow.
I can't gain on you, though.
So, as you slowly move off through the crowds, I'm going to cut to Sasha. Now, I believe last time you said that you disappeared into the crowd, but you never said where. So you're currently as well in the aeroport crowds. It's a fairly mixed bag of people, races and so on. And no one's paying you any attention or seems particularly concerned with you in any way. But you're sort of on the concourse, which doesn't have much in the way of regulations or anything, and can pick what you do.
She's just going to slip through customs because she can.
Because she can.
Because practice. She can, and yeah, practice And, like, you know, you don't necessarily want people to know which country you're in.
Always better not to appear on official documentation, Sasha. <Yeah. laughs>
What are grids for but keeping off her?
Occupation? Murderer.
So, give me a stealth roll. You are getting enormous bonuses.
I listed my occupation as murderer and said I had nothing to declare but my intention to kill you.
Wait.
That was your first mistake.
As well, like, that they're asking her questions, and she's got a policy on questions.
Oh, yes.
10 plus 11 is 21.
There's a group opposed perception check, which is rubbish. Yeah, you managed to easily slip through. There is a massive family of maybe 8 kids with also some tired-looking grandparents, along with the parents who are all working their way through. You manage, just because you're not particularly tall and it's a big old bunch of people, you manage to just slip in with that crowd and get through. And the officials, like I said, they're not really paying that much attention. So you manage to head out. You can see Zolf, because you are able to catch and move quickly through all these crowds. If you choose to follow him or catch up with him, you can.
She's going to basically be keeping an eye on where Zolf and Hamid are, but not engage in the conversation or necessarily be near enough to overhear. She's just interested in not being lost in a new city.
That's absolutely fine. At which point we will cut to Bertie. Now, Bertie, after deciding to make a scene, had to sort of nip out the back of the hangar. So you're at a much less crowded part of the aeroport. It's less to do with civilians and people walking to board flights and airships and so on, and more people transporting freight, people who are doing maintenance on vehicles, things like that. You're quite out of place wearing your full plate armour with a massive magical sword at your side and your shield, whilst everyone else is wearing mostly overalls.
Is he in baggage handling? Can't he just get on one of those little conveyor belts and just sit there?
Yes, like, do the statue thing!
Bertie's go-to situation.
Be careful, I'm very valuable.
No, this end up!
Right, what can Bertie see from where he is?
So, Bertie can see, behind him is obviously the hangar that you've just vacated that has some customs officials who aren't making a particularly big effort to catch up to you. It's more than they're paid for, really, when you've got a big sword. Off to your left are further hangars. Off to your right is what's most of the city proper, and most of the, like I said, the civilians who came out the other end of the hangar curve round towards that. Straight ahead of you is a large empty space which is full of yet more vehicles. It's mostly a taking off and landing area, really. It's big, it's empty, and there's not really many people there because it's a good way to get yourself squished.
Right.
Fighter plane.
It is an inanimate object.
Are there any fighter planes in the hangar?
No. I mean, you didn't look for fighter tables, did you?
Oh, fight a plane.
Yeah, punch it on the nose. It's the only way you can show it, his boss.
Just give it a little bonk.
Established dominance.
Yes. Say it. Good morning, gentlemen. I am the British consular official. I am the senior diplomatic attaché.
Give me a diplomacy roll to try and convey status without language.
Yeah.
Ooh, or identification, or paperwork.
17 plus 4 is 21.
You're doing quite well.
I'm wearing like golden armour and looking at the flash.
So they critically failed their don't be bamboozled role. Something that seems to happen far more often than I should like.
Yes. They gain the status bamboozled.
It's a -1 to good sense and a -50 to getting in your way for the things that you want
to
do.
Excellent.
So yeah, the, let's call them luggage handlers, are looking at one another, and it becomes clear to you that they don't really know what to do, because you shouldn't be here, and simultaneously they don't really want to deal with you because it probably matters. So they're just kind of stepping away whilst nodding, going,
Bertie doesn't speak Czech, but he does speak English loudly, which, as far as Bertie's concerned, is Czech. So Bertie takes baggage handler 1 under his left arm, baggage handler 2 under his right arm, and goes, lads! Now, we find ourselves in a difficult position here, don't we? But I, as the senior diplomatic attaché...
Give me a perception check.
18 minus 1 is 17.
Boo! Bad dice!
You see, baggage handler 1 is leaning behind you and getting the attention of some other people and sort of gesturing to you like, help! and they're sort of nudging for other people to come and desperately help with what's clearly a desperately drunk passenger or something similar.
Bertie hasn't touched a drop.
I know.
Apart from his normal breakfast.
Possibly
grub.
The first time.
Now, there is no need for additional assistance unless it is more helpful than you, or more important. Anyone? Hello?
You're getting a lot of stares, mostly. This is what happens when you leave via the back entrance. People don't kowtow.
They've acknowledged that he's important.
They know he is. That's not the same as helping.
Now then, Bertie makes a gesture. Can you assist me in leaving? And he makes a gesture as if fingers walking with his big clanking fingers. His little legs.
Clank. No, sorry.
Clank. You should see this on the video. There isn't a video, but it's very good. Anyway. So, clanking. Yes. I need to get to the British Embassy. British Embassy. Out. Bertie gestures to himself. Me. Out of the airport.
They look to one another, have a bit of a hushed conversation in Czech. Seems to come to a conclusion. Baggage handler number one looks to you and goes, and starts gesturing for you to follow. And starts moving towards the area that is populated by civilians and passport control and so on. But he's going down the back of the hangars because that's where you already are. There's no reason to lead you back in.
Very well, excellent. But he follows.
We will cut back to Zolf. You're in Prague proper.
Brilliant. I am going to go and find the first pub that I can.
Okay. Give me a knowledge local check.
Oh, dear.
You might be taking a penalty as you've never been here before or spoken with anyone.
That's a 6.
That sounds about right.
I mean, I just hope I can. It's Prague. You can find someone with alcohol in it.
Accidentally ends up in a dentist's office.
Drinking the surgical spoon.
Given a bunch of disinfectants.
Hipster bars. You drink the drinks. You have to spit them out immediately afterwards. Yes. Outrageous.
So most of them, they're really comfortable chairs.
Yes. What's the point of me GMing if you're going to go ahead and jump the gun on all of the things I'm going to do anyway?
Sorry, I'm too good at stories. It's really hard.
You're not here for stories. You're here to just facilitate all of my wonderful stories.
I heard what you all said about me.
Aww.
I know that I'm important. I can do whatever I want.
Uh-oh.
Why are you playing with those matches, idiot?
That looks like polyester, Jane.
Table that you've constructed out of oily rags for some reason. What's going on?
So, Zolf, you have a wander and you think you found yourself a pub insofar as there's lots of kegs of ale going in. You know, pretty obviously a pub. You managed to only get it slightly wrong. You're going direct to a brewery. It's a small local brewery.
Oh, I can do the brewery tour. It'd be great.
So you head in and, it turns out this happens more often than you'd think. And they're like, they speak in broken English, but they invite you to sit down, have some. They're quite informal about it. And you end up just sort of getting along. Like, they're okay to just serve you some actually really good ale just in a corner.
Cool. And I will pay them with the money that I have.
How good.
Yes, so I'm going to just start drinking and sulking.
It's extremely cheap because you're getting it from the brewer and they're quite chilled about it because they don't own the place.
I think that might be the first good financial decision Zolf has made in the entire campaign.
Hamid, give me a perception check.
25.
You find yourself outside the brewery that Zolf entered a few minutes ago. You know that he went in there. You got lucky seeing him amongst all these crowds, but you have been to Prague before, and you basically figured out where's the nearest alcohol to the airport.
Also, occasionally, I asked a local in Czech, did you see the guy with the water-based legs go past?
It was quite easy. Sasha, give me a perception check.
Been a while.
22.
You also managed to find them. However, you would have been able to find them anyway because there's some slightly damp footprints leading straight towards the brewery anyway.
I want to bring this up. There are no damp footprints.
It's
magical water.
No.
Yeah.
Fine, it's magical
How
water.
How dare you?
Serious question. Do Zolf's footprints, do you actually have footprints?
No, footprints at all. Weight-based footprints.
All joking aside, you won't actually really have proper footprints either.
Yeah.
Like, there's a loose indentation, but you don't really have much in the way of toes and things like that, so...
The thing about the water legs, it gives me freedom of movement, so it implies that they're all a bit flowy and weird, and they just kind of...
Do you actually take steps, or do they sort of flow?
He does take steps.
Like a kind of snail procedure. Or oh, no, because like, I can't. Like you're on roller skates.
Well, I'm not allowed to. I'm not allowed to.
On those little shoes where they have the wheels at the back.
I got a little.
Heelys.
Go for it.
You know what? I'll rule that I'll allow you to heely along on your
well,
water.
No, yes, because I don't know. Well, the thing is, I don't want to flow anywhere because I don't want to muscle in on Sasha's thing.
Yeah, fair. Fair.
Yeah, she would chew.
You stay away from my.
Yeah.
She cut
that's
you
my
cut.
Intellectual
oh,
property.
That's my verb.
So, you also managed to keep tabs on Hamid. Whether you choose
can
to.
Can I see Sasha?
Not. Actually, give me a fresh perception check.
22.
Do you want another post stealth?
Yeah.
Cool.
Smashes it.
Yep.
17 plus 11. So that's
28.
28.
I do not notice Sasha.
You do not notice Sasha.
I'm going to go into the brewery.
Oh, you can't let alone, Hamid. Can't let alone.
I can organise anything I want in there, even if it's a word I'm not allowed to say.
Hamid enters the brewery.
A dedicated drinking session.
We're going to have a seminar. Just, I want one. I want one.
A lecture.
Just yes.
A speaking engagement.
Yes.
If Zolf is there, it's more of a seminar.
Oh, very good. Very good. That's fine.
It could have been worse, fine. Guys. I could have gone seaman. Arr!
Yeah. Oh, it's even better.
Oh, so much better. So much better.
To the pure, all things are pure. I think we're all fine with that. Please continue.
Anywho, Sasha, do you enter or do you stay outside?
I know this sounds like a simple question, but this is deciding whether to engage in emotional fallout.
There might be rafters.
Oh, yes.
Oh, is that a sea pun?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Okay, Sasha is going to... Is there a way to get into the room?
Very easily.
Yes.
It's a warehouse. It's got one of those things for
exactly.
loading.
Exactly. It has a second...
There's one of those in my room where I actually live. Oh, amazing. It's been bricked up.
It has two second floor cranes, which one of which has just finished being used to load up a cart, which is pulling away, horse-drawn. And then there is... The people have moved away from it, so there is basically an open second floor window that is very easy to climb up.
But would it be more fun to climb up using the crane that is beginning to be on the move?
It is surrounded by people and is being monitored by at least three people as they load and unload the kegs using it.
Let the record show that Sasha gives the crane a sulky look, but isn't really in her super risk-taking mindset, so decides to just climb
up. Give
me
a disabled device check.
13.
You do see that the crane that is currently unmanned, you reckon you could probably pop a lever on that and do a... and have it pull you up quickly by...
Yes! That.
So, using that disabled device check that you did, yeah, you kick a ratchet and it pulls you right up. You slightly misjudge...
My God, you totally are Batman.
You slightly misjudge how fast you're going up and the heaviness of the kegs that they've been loading with the counterweight. Give me a reflex save.
Oh my God, I'm totally not Batman.
17.
Okay. You get rocketed up, and at the last moment you go, ooh, this could go quite badly. Let go, manage to catch yourself, balance, tippy toes on the edge of the ledge, and step forward, having not lost any more fingers to the mechanism.
Ooh, that's nice.
You're
she's
now,
a bit low on fingers.
You're up and amongst the now empty, you see the last person heading down some stairs, loft, which is full of basically... ale, beer, and other alcohol kegs. And
are any of them tapped?
None of them are tapped. Aww. I will cut to Bertie. So, you made it to customs, and eventually a VIP English-speaking agent is brought to you to help facilitate you through, because obviously there's something wrong. They are currently speaking to you at the border. So, I understand that you're wondering, heading to Prague. Do you have your documentation with you? Only we wouldn't actually be allowed to let you enter the city proper without your documentation, you see.
When you say the city proper...
Well, he kind of turns and gestures to the entirety of the city that's just beyond the borders of the aeroport that you're in.
Oh, I see. You don't mean the sky city versus the ground city, no?
Oh, you mean the university? Oh, of course, you're fresh. So, what's up there? That's the university. What's down here is the city. So, are you an academic? I hadn't realised.
Why not? Indeed, I have extensive academic interests, though I am here. And this is where we begin a pomp and pageantry powered diplomacy check.
Give me the roll.
Okay. Ooh.
Did you roll a 20?
You're on 18. Oh.
18 plus diplomacy modifier of 4 plus 1 for pomp and pageantry would be 23.
Okay, so the VIP agent adopts the status bamboozled.
Okay.
And on that note, we'll take a break and be back in a couple of minutes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With ACAST, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with ACAST. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hi everyone, Alex here with a quick message. We've been running ads during Rusty Quill Gaming for a while now. We always wanted this podcast to be free to listen to, so that means that we've needed to run adverts in order to provide the income we need to keep the lights on at Rusty Towers. Now, as part of this process, we need to provide some information about what kind of listeners we have so that we can get better adverts to pay us more money and allow us to make even more free content. Now that's where you come in. If you head on over to rustyquill.com or follow the direct link in the show notes, you'll find a short questionnaire to fill in. All information you provide is anonymous and you don't need to answer anything you don't want to. It's super easy and takes less than 5 minutes, but we would hugely appreciate it if you could take the time to fill it in. It's a great way to show us your support without spending any money, and it will genuinely help us to make more content available in the future. So thanks in advance from me and everyone else at Rusty Towers. And now, let's get back to the farce. Sure.
And welcome back. The customs official is still looking at you, is still slightly glazed as you're making your way out of the airport.
And, of course, my master's thesis was really quite groundbreaking. You know, I think I have a copy of it somewhere here. No, wait, it's just in my memory. Let me tell you about it.
Now, and there we are, the entrance, sir. Thank you very much for your assistance. We hope you leave soon.
So very helpful.
Already walking away.
I do enjoy Czech customs. They're rustic and simple, not like refined British customs. Yes.
I'll point out that Britain didn't have customs in this universe, but we'll leave that by the by. Nothing like some genuism.
But if it did, they would be the best.
Oh, of course. So, you are now in Prague. Give me a knowledge local.
Wait, is he in the university or in the...
Nope.
No. No.
My knowledge local is... So,
you might be on penalties.
11.
11? You're in the city of Prague.
Ooh!
Parasotic.
How did that happen?
So Bertie is going to... He's going to look for somewhere to stay, first of all. He's going to find a nice hotel and check in.
Okay, I will cut back to Hamid and Zolf. Zolf, try as you might, you are in a brewery with Hamid. Whether he's stalking to you is up to you, but he's between you and the door.
Okay, apparently. Well, let's go back to when he walks in, because I will be halfway down my first... we're in the continents, my first litre of beer.
Ooh! Metric system.
Yeah. I like where we've localised this podcast.
That's where the real money is, James. Yeah.
I would like a gallon of beer and you can hand it to me over this farthing. Yes. I think I was going to say furlong.
You were.
I meant monetary. All right. Hamid, pull up the seat if you want to get a drink. It's quite good.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Oh, no, just a small one for me.
You get a big one.
Oh.
I'll have the rest if you don't want it.
Thank you.
What do you want? Can't you see I'm trying to, you know, have a bit of alone time, do a bit of brooding?
Well, I just wanted to know you were okay.
I'm as fine as I ever am, Hamid.
Okay. Well, what are we going to do now, Zolf?
I told you, I'm not working with him again.
No, I know. That's not what I meant. Are we going to hire someone new?
I think you might do, but... I think you might need it for my position.
What?
Well...
Wait, you hear a gasp from the rafters.
That's a roll of perception.
I rolled 26, I might hear a gasp from the rafters.
I rolled a 13.
I'm going to call it. Give me a stealth check to hide your gasp.
With a drama penalty.
Oh, no. 15 plus 11... So that
we
is
both got 26.
26, right.
So I don't know, I don't think I hear.
I mean, maybe you do.
Rock, paper, scissors. Now, okay. On three.
There's a rule.
One, two, three. Oh, scissors.
And again. One, two, three.
Oh, come on.
Keep going.
One, two, three.
Yeah. Okay, Bryn hears it.
I think you'll find Hammett.
Oh, yeah, all right.
You hear a gasp from upstairs. It could have been anyone.
How momentous. I'm so glad we played rock, paper, scissors.
I half-heartedly glance upwards without really paying attention.
You don't see anyone because it's a separate floor.
Yeah.
I tried to kill him. Well, I was going to.
What?
Yeah. I've had it with him. He's awful. He's awful.
Well, yes. I mean, he always has been, but you tried to kill him?
Well, look, there has been one thing, one single thing that has got me through all of this, and that's Campbell's books, right? And... the one thing that is good.
Really?
This is how the party splits. Oh, my God.
Three cheers of bean blocks. No,
I can't split the party much more.
Yeah.
Hamid was really trying not to be disparaging. He failed.
What?
Nothing. I mean, if that's what helped you, that's fine.
Everyone has the right to their opinion.
Well, absolutely.
It's just some opinion.
Just because we couldn't get bought the best books over our childhood and get taught by the best teachers and go to the best universities or have any education at all means that some of us might like some low literature. Or is that beneath you?
No.
Do you feel like Bertie does, hey? Finding me beneath you?
No, not at all, Zolf. I think you're great. That's not the issue.
There has been one thing that I have cared about, that's kept me going, right? And we meet the person who makes that thing. And Bertie makes it all about him and tries to kill the man.
I agree that he went completely too far. I think it was ridiculous. I think you should have fired him. That was absolutely the right thing to do.
But I tried to kill him. right?
That is too much in my opinion.
Yes, I know. That's what I'm saying. I have cracked under the pressure. I don't trust my God anymore. I saw a robot casually decide, maybe I should be a god. And do you know what? I think it could have done it. Because our gods, right? They're like us. That's what I feel. They're as stupid and as fallible as us. And they screw up. Because if something can casually decide, yeah, maybe I'll be a god. And I have no way of saying that, oh, it couldn't. It couldn't become a god. So what's Poseidon? Maybe just Mr. Ceiling, Mark 0.5, or whatever. I'm not up for this. I don't want to be up for this. I've had to deal with that. We have crashed the world economy and killed a huge number of people. And, you know, if you all seem to be fine with that, but I sure as heck aren't.
Not fine with it, Zoff. No, but we did the right
and
thing.
And it turns out that my dad and my brother, apparently, were working against the meritocrats.
Yeah, that's...
And now I'm working for the... I don't trust myself, and I don't trust myself around you lot. I don't think that I am going to help you. And I think that... Can you imagine trying to get rid of Bertie? Do you think he's going to go? He's going to stick around like a limpet.
You think? I mean, I don't...
Sasha melts out of the door. I can get rid of him.
Hi, Sasha.
Oh, Sasha. No,
if you need him got rid of.
I think if he's fired, he'll be all right. I mean, he went off to find Hannibal's tomb. I'm sure he'll do something similar.
Do you want Bertie unsupervised?
Oh. I'm doing so much work with my face today, guys. I'm just saying.
Basically.
Face work. It's a shame you can't see it.
The smells I'm emitting are magnificent. But again, it's wasted. It's a shame this is
you
a podcast.
You should see my mimes.
Given how Bertie is, I definitely want him inside weeing out and outside weeing in. That phrase is much better when used with stronger language.
An interesting way to put it, I suppose. Zolf.
Do you think that about the rest of us?
No, I don't, actually, because none of you are a complete liability.
Zolf, I'm not a religious person. I've never had the faith that you had. I never believed in a god. I believe, but there's a lot of things I do believe in. I believe in my family. I believe in
You dare say the power of friendship.
I believe in the meritocrats as a system, and clearly that's something that you've got to figure out now.
Exactly, I'm not sure anymore. This was my family.
I think that's absolutely fair. Like, I'm proud to work for them because I think we're doing the right thing. I think we're doing good.
I thought I was, but
if you don't, then that is something very serious. But
what they did
I do believe in
what they did to Eiffel's Folly was not right.
That's a complicated question.
Yes, it is.
There's one thing I do believe in, Zolf, and that's you. You've shown me over the last 2 months, 3 months, just what someone can accomplish who puts their mind to it, who knows. And I know we've made mistakes as a group, but I still think we've done more good than... And I think that there's things we've done that wouldn't have happened if we weren't there to do them.
Slam cut to Bertie at the end of a bar brawl in the centre of Prague. Yes.
It's been concluded.
It has been concluded. You concluded it. There are three people on the floor, and everyone's kind of looking at you a bit warily as you stand over them holding a drink.
So I was basically just asking for directions. But I mean... If you insist... No? Anyone? I'll settle for something 3-star. Anyone?
Is he accidentally speaking one of his incredibly obscure languages?
No, for once. Yeah. I mean, that sentence was split between French, English and Latin, right. And you didn't notice that you'd done it, but no, there was no check in there. Right. Return back to the touching drama. I just thought it important to check in.
Look, you... That's very nice of you to say. You might believe me, I don't anymore. I've cracked before. In the basement in Kew. If I do that again, the stakes are too high. I can't do that.
I don't know if we can do this without you, Zolf. You've been the voice of experience. You've provided the leadership, the direction that we needed.
Honestly, the worst experience I have had out of my experience has been the last month. So I think you guys are fine. Almost drowning had nothing on that, and actually, we almost all drowned together, so you've got that too. Well, alright, you almost drowned with me as well, so you've got that as well. Like, that was previously the most traumatic experience of my life. So, hey, you know, if you want to play trauma top trumps, I think you guys are on the same level now. I think you'll be fine. Honestly, I am the weak link. It's not good. We were going on a boat and it was going to be fine. And it was the one chance we had to have a quiet...
Bertie-free.
Not even that, just conflict-free. And yeah, Bertie's Bertie, and he's awful.
But you...
I started it. I'm the one acting out of character here, not him.
But you also plucked me out of the water, which
yes,
was nice.
No, look, yes, what... Want to let you die. I'm not saying that I have completely failed, right? This is me. I know that if something happens again and I crack, then I might not be able to pull you out of the water. I might not be able to do anything to save you. You've saved my skin more, just as much, so I wouldn't worry too much about that. It's not checks and balances. You don't have to, you're not in credit or...
So, one of the things I've liked about this team is that no one is forced to be in it against their will using magical devices or
rings.
The you know, magical rings, the threat of beatings and dungeons or any that's actually made my best job so far from that perspective. And I think that being an employee benefit should really, I mean, even if you are the boss, should extend to you. If you're choosing to go, then you should have the choice that should be allowed, even if it, you know, even if the rest of us are,
If you really need to go, Zolf, if you need to figure out, if you don't believe in Poseidon, if you don't believe in the meritocrats, then we'll understand. But
I need to sort my baggage out. Yeah, I need to go find out a bit more about this whole Harlequin Lark secret society.
We've got a contract, though, Zolf. I mean, you're the one who signed it. You're the...
Then I'll deal with that. You're not going against that, and maybe I could help in support or something. Do something else that's less...
Admin. I've heard of admin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't that a supporting role?
Sort of.
Look, I don't want you to think that this is because I don't want to work with you anymore. But me and Bertie, we cannot work together.
No, I know that.
And if one of us leaves, me leaving will be less damaging.
Slam cut back to Bertie, where they've managed to clear up most of the mess and you're kind of in the doorway. Will you stay? Will you maybe actually go try and find out where you're going?
So has anybody got any hotel recommendations? No? Okay, fine. Very well. And Bertie turns. The saloon doors slam behind him. They tap him briefly on the back, not in a way that in any way, like, puts him off balance or anything, but just enough to so that a small paperback copy of When Passions Collide by Harrison Campbell falls out of his pocket.
Very artful.
Bounces. The camera follows it as it bounces again, and it splats into a puddle. Bertie turns around. Was that something? No. No, nothing of importance. And walks off into the street.
A single tear rolls down Zolf's face, and he knows not why.
There's
why.
I got to cross that off my character sheet. How's that for reincorporation? That's a 30 episode, something like that. You're welcome, listeners, for this degree of consistency.
Funny you kept after your character sheet as well. Right.
Zolf, what, I mean, I understand your reasons, and if that is definitely how you feel, then we'll find a way to help. But there's one thing we need to do first, which is sell all this stuff. Like, if you're going...
So tactless.
If you're going somewhere, you should have plenty of cash to work out what you're doing next. And, like, you know, we've got this contract. We need to sort it out properly as well. But I think that we should go and get some room somewhere and you should sleep on it and get some food inside you before you make a decision this momentous. Like, we've got to figure it out. And if you need to leave, then we'll help with that, but we've got to do it properly. You don't have to see Bertie. I'll deal with Bertie. You don't have to be in the same room as him anymore.
That won't actually help. You could totally carry on a conversation from several rooms away.
Look, he will reach into a bag and pull out a sort of card. Those are the details to the bank account. I've got enough spare change here to get myself sorted out. I'll go to the meritocratic offices, have a chat to them on my own. Take that. That's the loot. That's my share. I don't need it anymore.
Sasha begins to reach, and then, in a great and important character moment, does not steal the bank details.
Okay, Zolf, but I'm going to open
an account in your name, and I'm putting your share of what we've earned so far in it.
Want it?
I don't care.
Payment enough was meeting you, whatever, something emotional. Take that, right?
I take it, and I hug him! I hug him before he can stop me!
Oh. Give it everything you've got, it might not happen again!
You hold it for
Leave
a bit.
Leave nothing
I'm
back!
I'm starting to cry.
Don't vomit.
I'm not going to vomit.
After a couple of seconds, one hand kind of awkwardly comes out and just pats you on the back. It's that, there, Hamid, it's okay. We keep in touch if you want.
One last meal, Zolf. Let's get some food in us at least.
Yeah, can I just say that I love that this is like this is Hamid's thinking is that Zolf must be quitting the party because he's like hangry.
I'm still a halfling.
Yeah. maybe you could keep him on board if you just kept a boiled egg around in case of emergencies.
I'm retiring. Yeah. I'm done. You haven't had your Snickers, have you?
that's genuinely how halflings think. I make no apologies for playing to. My racial grouping.
Racial stereotype.
Yeah.
Do they have lobsters here?
Probably. Oh, but they've got so many better things. Oh, they do such good beef stew. Oh, it's lovely. I know this lovely, lovely restaurant up on the university level. I'll take you there.
I can get my own food. Have it, please. Just let me make a clean break. Okay? I'm not one for long goodbyes.
So I'm in charge now? Yeah? No.
We'll figure something out.
Right.
You'll be fine. You know, lighter, leaner, less full of
Are we going to keep working
stuff.
With Bertie?
Smash cut to Bertie. So, you have managed to find a hotel. It seems okay. I mean, they speak English to a degree that you're acceptable with, and you're currently having a chat with the maitre d' who's trying to explain to you that you can't just walk to the university because it's flying in the sky.
What?
I'm really sorry, sir. There's just no access. It's part of the rules of the city. We can arrange for you to be taken to a teleportation circle or something similar. You can't just walk there.
But it's right there.
No, but there's no.
Do you know who I am?
But there's no transport, sir. Like, and it's quite expensive. Are you sure? I mean, you will have to pay a spellcaster to actually ascend.
How expensive is quite expensive?
I mean, if you had a licensing that would help, otherwise you're looking at maybe 100 gold, so it's not a cheap process.
100 gold! 100 gold, my good man! My good man! Stop shitty-shatting around and bring me the wine list. And by bring me the wine list, I don't mean bring me a list of the wines, I mean bring me the wine list.
Cut back to...
He's actually really useful for me taking hits while I can go around the back. It's I mean, tactically speaking, he's good. He's noisy, give you that, but we could oil up his joints.
I'm gonna go. You can discuss this. Go find Bertie before he starts a war.
Yep.
Alright? It's been good working with you. And I appreciate the time we've spent together.
If you ever need help with anything, then just get in touch with us. We'll be...
Sure, I will.
Get in touch with Amid. It's not always very easy to know where I am.
Yeah, I get that.
Good luck, Zolf.
Yeah, cheers, boss.
Yeah, not anymore. See you later.
That was a sentimental
I'll walk out.
Point. I was Bye! Two low charisma characters?
Yes!
Okay, so...
We had quite an awkward party.
That's perfect.
So, Shasha, shall we get some lunch?
Yeah. Right. Because they've barely spoken over this entire... They have nothing in common at all, so it's going to be fun.
Oh, you're like parents after
we
raising
do both
a child.
Love food. Yeah. Right. Yes, no, this is where we go. Right.
If you liked lobster, I've got the best things to show you.
Okay, I am going to now accelerate time towards evening.
I think we should look at the goulash. No, let's also go for the stew. The dumplings look very interesting. So. How about some courgettes? That sounds very nice.
Bring
have
me a food list.
The giant...
Your list of the food.
Oh, me in the food list.
So.
It's called a menu, Sasha. All of it!
Oh, I'll have one of everything. And the same for you?
Yes!
I will.
It's not a menu, it's a to-do list.
Yes!
So, I am going to accelerate time a little bit because, well, I mean, let's be honest, Hamid and Sasha are going to be doing a tour of all the various eateries in Prague.
So far.
Oh my god, there's this patisserie. Oh, and the chocolatier.
So, skipping ahead to early evening. Sasha, you're full in a way that you've potentially never been before, even with all of that lobster, because Hamid really doesn't take no and has been telling you just how much of an offence it would cause to stop eating at any point, no matter how many times you've hit places. Hamid, you're all right. You're sated.
Cool.
You are an eating machine.
I mean, could we stop?
Okay. We'll go to this one last place, and we'll have a bit of a break, but the ambience at this one, it's probably the best restaurant in the whole of the city.
Is it really filling?
You'll love it.
Right. At which point, a person is bodily thrown through the window of the restaurant that you were heading to. They land flat on their back, and you hear a very distinctive voice from inside said restaurant.
You call that a profiterole?
Oh, no!
Is your problem now?
I think I'm going to end the episode there. Zolf was good. He didn't kill NPCs all the time.
He was grumpy though.
Yeah, I was. Just a big downer.
Bit of downer.
Yeah.
Bit of downer.
I'm sure everyone's really glad that Bertie is still part of the party because we all love him, especially politically.
Yes. That's
I agree with everything
thing.
That he says and stands for.
You know what? Yeah. Anyway, I think I'll end the episode there, like I said. Hope everyone comes back to follow us as we have a vacancy. Applications can be made to...
So we're doing open auditions. Please send a 20-minute monologue to Alex. And he will listen to every single
Don't
one.
Do that, please.
Make sure it's got lots of sniffing, snorting and sneezing. Loves that. Loves it.
And as I teach all of you about the importance of, you know, staying on brand and on message, I think we'll wrap it up there. So bye for now, guys.
Bye!
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening. Direct to a brewery. It's a small local brewery.
Oh, I can do the brewery tour. It'd be great.
However,
have a piss up while you're there.
Yeah, hey!
Up, come on.
Piddle up.
A urination.
Urination procedures.
Have a magical urination procedure. Right.
I mean, I might have if I drink enough.
Engage.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.